we cured our hams and sausage and sides of meat to have bacon through the summer. Mm-hmm. And we'd have hams way on. It got hot weather, talking about good eating, we had it. But we don't have that now.
Yeah.
And then if we had a surplus amount of hogs, well, then most of the time we could engage them in carrying the town. But the price was so low till it got to where it didn't pay people to fatten hogs to carry to the market. But my husband had carried a good many hogs to market. Mm-hmm. And his daddy used to grow so many hogs, he'd have fattened hogs and get them to weigh 500 pounds before he killed them. Yeah. And I'll tell you now, when anybody gets a 500 pound weight hog, they get some lard. And the sides of meat is, you can imagine, if you never did see it, about how thick it'd have to be. It's a sight to grow big hogs. And we would, would you like to know how we did this meat?
Yeah.
Well, in cold time, whenever there was mm-hmm. plenty of ice where the flies wouldn't be around, we didn't have mm-hmm. no screen place to work with our meat, and we'd have to kill hogs when it was so cold, flies could hardly stir.
Mm-hmm.
And we would invite our neighbors, maybe three or four of our neighbors lived close by would come, and they would help scald the hogs. You know what scalding mm-hmm. the hogs mean? That means to get the hair off of them. Mm-hmm. And then they would be hung up on a pole and butchered.
Mm-hmm.
The men would butcher them. And then they would hang there till they drained out and would be carried and thrown on a table or shelf of some kind. And certain men would know just how to cut up a hog.
Mm-hmm.
And this hog would be cut up, and the strips of the real, I call it fat meat. Would you call it fat meat?
What's that?
No lean streaks in it.
Oh. Uh-huh.
You know what lean meat is, don't
uh-huh.
you? And that would be put in the lard.
Uh-huh.
And the lard would be for our grease through the next year. We never did. My daddy never knew what it was to buy lard, and my husband didn't either, till we got to where we didn't grow hogs. That's
mm-hmm.
been 15 or 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But we always had plenty of meat and always had lard to use. And we would have to be very careful cooking this lard out, or if you scorched it a tiny bit, it would become a little yellow. And
mm-hmm.
whenever you cooked, and you had to cook the water out of it, if you didn't, it sometime it would sour. So people had to know what they were doing to cook the lard right.
Mm-hmm.
And I always felt like that my husband was the best one to cook out the lard. He never did ruin any. So he was, so many times men would cook the lard out instead
mm-hmm.
of women. Because we cooked it out in what we, did you ever hear of a wash pot?
What's that?
That was a big pot that holds several gallons, an iron pot that people used to boil their clothes in when
mm-hmm.
before we got in the washer. You've heard of people
mm-hmm.
washing in outdoors. Well, that's a, we would boil the water to scald the hogs in this wash pot. And when we got through boiling the water, then we'd give it a good scrubbing and cook our lard out in that.
Hmm.
And we'd have a big nice cloth. And when we take up this lard, these little chunks of meat, we call that cracklings.
Mm-hmm.
Probably you've eaten crackling bread. They still sell cracklings at grocery stores. And we would strain this lard so there wouldn't be any meat in it.
Mm-hmm. What the, when you cut the side of a hog, what did you call that?
The side of a hog, that would be we'd make bacon out of the sides.
Uh-huh.
And then the shoulder, that
mm-hmm.
was the hog's